Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men.
And this is Mike Zabcik from the same. And you're listening to
Rebel Radio. And you can find that on TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
You're a Jedi?
Hey, are there any balls down there?
About the biggest bear you ever seen, Dingleberry.
Welcome to a new volume of the Rebel Radio Classics. This is your host of the Rebel Radio Podcast, Mark, and with me today for doing this intro are Frank and Matt. What's up, guys?
What's up, dudes?
Rebel Radio Classics, if you haven't listened to a volume yet, they are audio from the show when it was an internet radio show back in 2006. We were part of a radio network, and we brought you Rebel Radio then. It's just kind of a silly show. We had no idea what we were doing.
A couple of goofballs.
Like, yeah. And I did most of the episodes myself. Then I brought Frank on board, and then Matt came on board. And people had requested some of the audio from back then, so I've been cleaning up the audio and bringing some of it to you. And some of the audio doesn't sound that great because we had not so good equipment back then. So, you know, if there's some scratching noises and stuff like that, we apologize. But it's some funny stuff. We've done a couple of volumes already, and this new volume is probably ridiculous stuff.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dick and fart jokes in this segment. There's a segment where we introduce Matt and his Electric Boogaloo segment back then. And so you'll hear that in this. We talk about different types of pee and farts in this episode.
Yeah.
So it's literally kind of a silly episode of Rebel Radio
Not a potty humor.
Yeah, a lot of potty humor in this episode. And it brings back some memories listening to it. We filmed, I was staying with my mom at the time, and we filmed in my little bedroom, we recorded in my little bedroom back then. It was all streaming live, so there was no breaks in this. If we messed up, we messed up. It was all streaming over the internet. We had a little chat room back then, because chat rooms were popular in 2006,
yes,
where we would talk to people, and I think we maybe had 12 people a night listen to us, but hey, we had a lot.
I think our server was like 12 people.
Yeah. I think one night we peaked at about 90 people or something. I was like, hey, 90 people were listening to us, and it was fun. It was good memories, and we would, you know, I know Frank would sometimes go, we'd drink a few beers before we did it, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And
I used to sign in as Frank, because you could make up your name, so I would sign in as Fenway Frank or Ballpark Frank.
Oh, yeah,
I remember that.
And they're like, you're not the real Frank. You're typing too fast.
And, yeah, that's true. And then, so we had a lot of good laughs.
And your spelling was too good.
There's some episodes where we're laughing so hard that you can hear it in the audio, but it was pretty funny. And like I said, we did it live, so you couldn't really stop laughing and cut it. You know, we would do this like two nights a week, and we had a slot time. We had to get online and
Monday, Wednesday.
Frank lived right down the street from me at the time, so he would just come over, and I just told him, make sure you at least have pants on before you came over, Frank.
Yeah.
Mark made that not an option.
Yeah, so we're fixing to hit 10 years since we brought that to you, and we wanted to bring some of the audio in these classic versions. And we hope you enjoy them, and it's a very much different show than it is now, and that's okay, because things are different. And you'll hear some website names and things like that that no longer work, so don't go to those, and because there's a lot of promotion. I called myself DJ Trey because it was taken from Star Wars Galaxies. It was kind of silly. Frank was just the Biscuit back then.
And he was the Biscuit.
You know, and he's still the Biscuit, but he's Frank T. Biscuit now. And so... Yeah, any things about this potty humor episode?
Man, it was all fun.
I remember having so much fun doing that.
Fake stories, the fake stories.
So y'all don't news. Have fun now doing a radio podcast?
Nah. Screw y'all. Let's go.
And so this is the new volume of the Rebel Radio Classics, found at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. Enjoy it, and
let us know what you think.
Yeah, listen, and don't fart while you're listening to the best fart jokes on here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, this is Rebel Radio Classics Volume 3.
This is Booker T, Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Rebel Radio. Now can you dig that, sucker?
I am DJ Trey.
And this is Biscuit.
Woo, Biscuit, you rock, dude! You're like the best!
Okay, Biscuit sound a little different there, but yeah, this is Rebel Radio. We are on with you live each and every Sunday and Thursday night at 9 p.m. Central, and the current schedule for shows is we will be doing a show this coming Thursday. Next Sunday, don't know yet, but do tune in as always. It will run something, even if it's the best stuff. So, RageRadio.info is the website. Let's get the chat room going. It's been very quiet tonight. We are celebrating the one-year anniversary for Rebel Radio tonight.
1 year since I joined Rage Independent Broadcasting as I formed Rebel Radio and myself, DJ Trey. In the last 6 weeks, I have had Biscuit join the show, and I'm glad to have him on. And tonight, we have had our first ever in-studio guest, and more to come from him in just a second. Rebel Radio 06 is the AOL Instant Messenger name. You can join us on AOL, and you can catch us on MySpace at myspace.com/RebelRadio06. And I said, as I said, we are celebrating our 1 year anniversary tonight. We had more guests planned, but it didn't work out. We're going to have a lot of guests in the studio when we hit number show 100 here, probably in May or June. But tonight for the 1 year anniversary, we have had our good friend, Matty Matt, the Electric Monkey, join us. And right now we're going to hear more from Matty Matt, the Electric Monkey, as this is his time to shine on Rebel Radio. So how you doing over there, Matty Matt?
I'm okay, Mark.
Sorry. Now the world knows my real name.
I'm sorry.
The world, man.
Dude.
It's DJ Trey.
Now you're going to kill him off. You're going to have to take out the neuralizer.
Dude, if Matty Matt disappears after the show, you never hear from him again, we don't know what happened to him. Anyway, so, Matty Matt, how's it going?
It's pretty good. I'm digging the Powerade, and I'd like to say that Powerade, it cools you off on a hot summer's day, and We all wait for Powerade's release of Mystic Mountain Blueberry.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
I'd just like to point that Powerade is not affiliated with this radio show or any of the content's personal licensing. Oh, never mind.
You don't have a mic, Biscuit. I don't think it's going to... Like, okay? Look.
I got a big enough mouth. They can probably hear me.
No shit.
Don't let all the guys know you have a big mouth.
Well, I understand that you had something you wanted to say to the entire world while they're listening today, Electric Monkey.
Well, you know, I'm a religious guy. I'm a religious man. I wanted to let everyone know that whenever you're praying to Jesus, you could pray to any kind of Jesus. You could pray to baby Jesus, teenage Jesus, bearded Jesus, whoever you want. Technically, quite blatantly, I like to think of Jesus in a tuxedo shirt, because it kind of says...
Kind of like James Bond.
Yeah, like James Bond. Awesome. In a tuxedo shirt. It kind of says, I want to be formal, but I'm here to party, because I like that party, so I like my Jesus to party.
I like it.
Hey, you know what's cool about Jesus? He can make his own martinis!
He invented martinis.
That's right.
Okay.
Sometimes I like to picture Jesus in an angel band, and I'm in the front row, and I'm hammer drunk. It's awesome.
Hammer drunk. Speaking of hammer drunk, Matty Matt, do you know what happened today? Biscuit shows up at the studio, okay? He's late, as always. You're on time. The special guest is on time for the 1 year anniversary show. This bastard goes into my refrigerator and takes my last Bud Light.
Yeah.
Dude, the last cold Bud Light. What happens, motherfuckers, to do that, Matty Matt? Dude, I mean, the country that I heard some people come from, they'll cut your nuts off for that. I mean, I'm not going to do that because I don't want to go anywhere near his sack, but... what do you think, Matty Matt? I mean, he's already the bitch of the week. You heard the show the other night.
That's right.
Yeah, you were listening. You know he's already the bitch of the week for having to get a ride to his car by a girl.
A hot chick! I just wanted to point out it was a hot.
It was still a girl, right? Electric Monkey,
yes.
Confirm this. You were on my side.
I'm on your
side. Okay, and now tonight he comes and he takes my last Bud Light. What do you think about that?
I think that any Bud Light that ends in GHT should end in TE.
Okay. But what do you think about the fact that Biscuit came into the studio tonight and took the last cold Bud Light out of a man's fridge?
It's kind of like when you grab a woman and it feels like a bag of sand.
No, or not like really, but okay.
Maybe a Sierra Mist commercial. It's kind of like that.
Electric Monkey, what kind of women have you been grabbing? Exactly.
You know... Okay, next topic, Electric Monkey. Okay, what do you think about... I don't know. I had suddenly lost my thought.
Because, well, I don't know! Go!
Now you're in my world, where you lose your train of thought, and you just start talking about whatever you see. Like, right now, I'm looking around, and Appleseed. I don't know, I see a word called Appleseed, and you know what I think of?
Johnny!
Lindsay Lohan. Dancing and there in front of you, and you're like, what do you want, Lindsay? What do you want? Are we going to go out? Well, what do you want? Well, I'll tell you what she wants. She wants nothing. She wants nothing because no woman out there wants to have sex with any guy.
I don't know what woman you're talking to, Matty Matt, but...
And what kind of woman are you going out with again? Exactly!
Okay. Hey, you know what I don't like, Electric Monkey?
What?
People that yell.
Potatoes.
Potatoes. People potatoes. That yell, potatoes. People that take your Bud Lights are bitches of the week. You know?
I would just like to point out that this is a cheap... I don't want to say cheap. Let's say, like...
Potatoes.
Broke-ass situation, so we only have two mics. So I have to yell because we're having to share a mic.
Well, you know...
What's even worse is I have to get really close to Electric Monkey's face to talk into the mic, and it looks like we're about to kiss, but we're not.
Yes, folks.
I'd like to
pretty
plead
gay
the fifth
looking.
on that testimony.
Good idea, Matty Matt. Anyway, so without interruptions from the biscuit, Matty Matt, Electric Monkey, what else do you have for us tonight? Why did you want to be on Rebel Radio? I mean, from your heart, why?
Why?
Yes.
Because. Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson made you want to be on Rebel Radio.
Yeah.
You mean he's listening to the show?
1963, Jack Nicholson. Charlie Everer, all over the place. It's not what's on the outside. It's the inside that counts.
I have to be honest, Electric Monkey, you're losing me. You're losing me.
I'm losing everybody.
Yeah, I think our whole 12...
Our whole
12 listeners we had just may have dropped.
It's like...
You know, do you want to be back on the show?
It's like whenever you're jogging and you're wearing boxers and your stuff's just going everywhere. That's how I am. I just go everywhere.
I see that.
I'm more like a different kind of pair of underwear. I just like ride and make you feel very uncomfortable.
Okay. Yeah, Biscuit, that's great. Well, you know, as you know, Rebel Radio is tonight celebrating the one-year anniversary since I joined Rage Independent Broadcasting. And you, Matty Matt, we the three of us worked together outside of this in our real-world jobs. And, mm-hmm. and you were one of my early supporters. You've been there since the beginning.
Of course.
And I appreciate that. And that's why we asked you to come on the show tonight, not only because of that, but, you're weird. And you're zany. And we mean that in the best way possible, okay? And you're going to stick around, right? Because we've got the Weekly World News coming up.
Of course.
Yes, and we've got some more before we get out of here tonight. And so hang out for more Biscuit, more Matty Matt Electric Monkey, and more DJ Trey here on Rebel Radio.
I'm a shy. 30 seconds. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
All righty then.
I am DJ Trey.
This is Biscuit.
And this is Rebel Radio. We are with you live each and every Sunday and Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Central. We are part of the Rage Independent Broadcasting Network. www.rageradio.info is the website. We have a chat room at the site, which is going live during all shows, even though no one ever seems to get in there lately. We know you're out there listening, but you're shy. That's okay, even though it'd be nice if some of you got in there and hung out with us. And you can send us an instant message if you like at AOL Instant Messenger at RebelRadio06. Check out MySpace.com/RebelRadio06 also for much more. And make sure you tune in every night of the week here. Let me give you a quick rundown of our show. Sunday night, it's Rebel Radio, of course, with myself and Biscuit at 9 p.m. Central. At 8 Eastern on Monday nights, it's the 7 Steps program with DJs Absolute Dimebag and Lilith. At 8 Eastern on Tuesday night, Ripped Radio with DJ Trump and the 4-Star General. Wednesday nights, it's Party Time with JD and Sebastian. Thursday nights, come back for more Rebel Radio at 9 p.m. Central Time. And on Fridays, it's more of the 7 Steps program. That is the schedule here. You can check out RageRadio.info again for the complete schedule and lineup of shows and a lot more information. All right. Well, before Biscuit and I get out of here tonight... We promised you the fart chart. Yes, the fart chart. Why not? It's funny. It's absurd, but what the hell? So listen closely and find out maybe what kind of farter you are. For example, are you an ambitious farter, always ready for a fart? Or are you amiable? You like to smell other people's farts.
Antisocial. Excuses yourself from the room and farts in private. Aquatic. Farts in the bath. And breaks the bubbles with toes.
Are you an athletic farter? You jump in the air, you fart three times, and kick your heel three times. Are you a bewildered farter? You can't tell your own fart from others.
Big bully farts louder than others. Careless farts in church, forgive me, Lord.
Are you a childish farter? You fart and you giggle. Are you clever? Do you fart and cough at the same time?
Conceited. Thinks he can fart loudest. Sorry, these are funny. Confused. Fart so much.
Face.
Oh, face. Sorry. Faces look so much like an ass. The fart gets confused of which way to go.
Oh, if we make it through this, it'll be a miracle. Are you a cute farter? He smells your fart and then tells you what you're eating. What? Are you a dad meat farter? Do you fart and then you pull the cover over your wife's head?
Dishonest. Fart and blame it on the dog. That happens a lot. Disappointed. Fart doesn't smell.
Are you a dumb farter? Do you enjoy others' farts and think they are his own? Are you an environmentalist farter? You fart regularly, but are concerned about the pollution.
Foolish. Suppresses a fart for hours. A fresh guy jumps in front of you and farts.
Are you a grouchy farter? You grumble when ladies fart. Or an honest farter? Admits he farted but offers a good medical reason. Or are you impudent? Farts out aloud and then laughs.
Lazy. Just fizzles. Massachusetts, I can't even pronounce that, farts in the bath and tries to bite the bubbles.
Are you a miserable farter, meaning you can't fart at all? Or what about a musical farter? A tenor or bass, clear as a bell, smells like shit and sounds like hell.
Nervous, stops in the middle of a fart. Proud, thinks your farts is especially pleasant.
Are you a sadist farter? You fart in bed, then you fluff the covers. Or you're scientific. You bottle your farts.
Sensitive. Fart and then start crying. Shy. Blushes when farts silently.
Are you a slop farter? Are you a slop farter? You fart and you stain your underwear? Oh my god. Are you a smart aleck farter? You fart when ladies are present.
Stinchy.
Bell. You didn't even say it.
I know. It's like a...
Belches to save his asshole. Are you a strategic farter? You conceal your fart by loud laughter? Or are you thrifty, one who always has farts in reserve?
Timid. Jumps when he farts. Unfortunate. Tries to fart, but shits himself.
Are you? No. Are you a vain person? One who loves the smell of his own fart? Are you wimpy? You fart at the slightest excursion? Or lastly, thank God, are you a wise guy who farts and asks who shit?
You know, we read through these and we try to read them seriously down the middle. We can't help start laughing when we actually start reading out loud.
I think Rebel Radio reached an all-new low right there.
But a damn funny low.
With the fart chart. I don't even know what else to say, but we thank you for listening. Me and Biscuit from the bottom of our hearts.
Thank you, guys.
And that is all for tonight. We will be back, what's today? Thursday. Sunday night, we will be back with a show. On live with you at 9 p.m. Central, so tune in for that. Good night, everyone, and I leave you with some music as always.
Everybody be cool. You be cool.
Hey, Headbangers, this is Rudy Sarzo, and you're listening to the Rebel Radio Podcast at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com.
This is Rebel Radio. I am DJ Trey.
And I am Biscuit.
Dude, what's with the dramatics, man? There you go
cool again.
It's just Biscuit, all right? It's nothing special.
Biscuit.
Not that I'm saying you're not special. Well, maybe you are special. Did you ride the short bus?
Biscuit.
Oh, I was wrong. Okay. Anyway.
Rebel... No, but I rode the short teacher.
Okay. Rage Radio.
That wasn't on the news.
RageRadio.info is the website. I told you people I was going to drill you to a chat room until I got at least one person there to say hi, besides someone I know. The Electric Monkey stopped in, but we already know him. He was on the show last week. Show's almost over now, but come on, peeps. We got to show your support for Rebel Radio and Rage Broadcasting. That's why we have the chat room. If you don't want to join us in the chat room, you can catch us on AOL Instant Messenger. Everyone and their grandmother has AOL Instant Messenger, so if you're listening, I know you've got it. Send us a message at Rebel Radio 06. Say, yo, Trey, yo, Biscuit, what up, man? That's all we're asking. You know, let us know how we're doing. Or catch us on MySpace.com/Rebel Radio 06. Send us a message there. Say what's up. Also, lots of ways to contact us. Rebel Radio is part of the Rage Independent Broadcasting Network. We've got shows every night of the week. Let me give you that rundown real quick. And you can also check RageRadio.info for this complete schedule. Sunday nights is Rebel Radio with DJ Trey and Biscuit. Monday nights is the 7 Steps program with DJs Absolute, Dimebag, and Lilith. Tuesday nights, it's Rip the Radio with DJ Trump and the 4-Star General. Wednesday nights, it's Party Time with Sebastian and JD. Thursday nights, come back here for more Rebel Radio and Injure Week on Fridays with the 7 Steps program. That's what we got going for you here at the Rage Independent Broadcasting Network. Again, what is the website, Biscuit?
RageRadio.info.
There you go.
Oh, Rage, I got it right! I got it right the first time. Woohoo!
You know, we can't go a week without Rebel Radio without toilet humor because, well, it's funny.
And it's like our thing.
And, you know, there's different types of ways to go take a pee, okay? Mostly geared towards men because, you know, we've got to stand up and do it. You know, women don't have that choice. And so we thought we would share with you the pee list and the types of pees that there are when you're going to do number one. The first type is the excitable type. Your pants are twisted, you cannot find the hole, and you rip your pants in anger. Then there's the sociable type. You join your pals for a piss whether he wants one or not.
Then there's the timid type. Can't piss if anybody's watching. Pretends to pee. Has been to pee and then sneaks back later. The noisy type. Wrestles loudly and peeps over to personal to look at the other fellow's tool. That's just me.
There's the indifferent type. All urinals being occupied, so he just pisses in the sink. There's the clever type. He pisses without holding the tool, shows off by adjusting the tie at the same time.
The vain type. Undoes 5 buttons when 2 would do. Absent-minded type. Opens the jacket, takes out the tie, pees in the pants.
Ew. There's the worry type of pisser. He's not quite sure what he has been up to lately. Makes a furtive but close inspection of tool while pissing. There's the disgruntled type. He stands for a while grunts, farts, tries to piss, fails, farts again, and walks out muttering.
The sneaky type. Drops silent farts while pissing, and looks over at the bloke next to him. The sloppy type. Pisses on his shoe, walks out with fly open, adjusts himself 10 minutes later.
Ugh. There's the learned type. He reads a book or newspaper while pissing. And then there's the childish type. He watches bubbles at the bottom of the urinal while pissing.
The strong type. Bangs tool on side of urinal to remove drops.
Biscuit.
Drunken type. Pulls out a tool. Sees 2. Puts 1 back. Pisses in trousers.
And there's the embarrassed type of pisser. He covers his tool with both hands and pisses through his fingers.
What?
There's the cockeyed type. Stands in one cubicle and pisses in the next one. And those are your different types of peas there for you. All right. Well, I heard you understand before we get out of here, Biscuit, you've got another toilet humor joke to share with us.
Oh, yes. Let's see. What is today's another toilet humor joke? Okay. Little old lady goes to see the doctor. Doctor, I have this problem with gas, but it really doesn't bother me too much. My farts never smell and are always silent. As a matter of fact, I farted at least 20 times since I've been here in your office. You don't know, I was farting because they don't smell and they are silent. Doctor says, I see. Take these pills and come back to see me next week. Next week, the little lady comes back. Doctor, she says, I don't know what the hell you gave me, but now my farts are awful. They're still silent, but they stink terribly. Doctor says, good. Now that we cleared up your sinuses, let's do something about your hearing.
Good one, Biscuit. Good one. All right, well, let everybody know out there that Thursday night we will have another fun-filled show. The next Sunday will be our, well, I guess it becomes annual now. I did a baseball show last year to kick off opening day. This will be the second year in a row, so it's an annual baseball show. So that's the schedule for the week. And don't forget to tune in to the other guys on the Raging Independent Broadcasting Network and support them throughout the week. Have a safe week to start things off, and we'll see you all Thursday night for more Rebel Radio. Any last words there, Biscuit?
Not really. See you Thursday.
Okay. All right. Good night, peeps. I leave you with music into the night, as always. Enjoy, and we will see you next time on Rebel Radio.
Hey, it's Alfonso Berry listening to the Rebel Radio Podcast.
Did you have a band?
Yeah.
Good or bad?
Who gives a shit? It's a great band. It's a bad band. It's like pizza, baby. It's good no matter what. There's music in the air.
Hey, you're listening to Rebel Radio Podcast. And this is Jay Muse, snooch to the nooch. Trust me, I'm a Jedi.com. Go there and do it.
This is Mark from Rebel Radio Podcast at TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. This has been Volume 3 of the Rebel Radio Classics. Hope you enjoyed it. Look for more soon.